This is Len Borden still talking. Yeah, City of Troy could be a real mess after a storm, and no plows and anything, and no problem getting out of our roads most of the time. But not unusual for it to be 2 or 3 days before we could get out too. But they would be a long time.
They'd be in worse shape.
Yeah.
In the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how often would you go down with the truck to sell apples?
Once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And later years, I did it twice a week. But back then, it was once a week. And my father delivered apples before that with horses. He had a Model TT truck, and then after the horses, and then the truck. And he had some great experiences down there because the truck was brand new when he started. It came in September, and that would be apple season. And he went down there one day, and the cop was directing traffic for the red lights. And he motioned my father to come along, and just then a drunk stepped off the curb and walked right into the truck and fell right over the hood. And my father ran up on his foot, the front wheel, and there the guy was right out flat, and the cop came up and got my father to finally get this truck started because it was hot and new. Backed off, and he told my father to go on the other side of the intersection, and he took the guy to one side, and pretty soon he comes up and says to my father, "Go on." He don't even know what's happened. Another time he was near the railroad station. A train was coming in. And the traffic had stopped when he was on the tracks. And when the traffic ahead cleared out, the guy at Manuel Gates in those days, he dropped the gates down, trapping my father on the thing. And the truck had stalled, and he couldn't get a starter. But he ran it in gear with the starter and was going off, and the thing took off and broke the gates, and he kept right on going. And that night, they handed on the news that they had everything but one number on his license plate number. But that's all they amounted to. But it was an old Italian fella, and he didn't speak English. So it was running the gates. Mm-hmm. And he just
shut him down.
Yeah. Shut him down without, I don't know what he was thinking of, but yeah. But one night we come back from Troy, and we're Dave Beecroft lives now. The barn was on fire there, and we could see it from way below Melrose. My father figured it was lined up for our place, and he got kind of excited.
And, the two of you?
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
And you thought your barn was on fire?
Yeah.
You knew something was on fire?
Yeah, yeah. I thought it might be. And we come up through Skatico, because that's where you had to go down around and cross the bridge by the what used to be the rectory there. And you come out near the tavern down by Hoosick Valley, then come on up. And it was quite a deal to get around that, especially in slippery going. I don't know whether it was slippery that night. But anyway, my father came up, and it was that barn, and he pulled over the side of the road to see if he could help, because it was pretty well afire, and not much for fire equipment in those days. And the sparks started blowing over and landing on the truck. Here my father is off somewhere, and I was getting kind of worried about it. But It turned out all right, but the barn was a complete loss. And, but that's quite a stretch from below Melrose up through there. My father was pretty excited about what's going on. That was back before in Grant Hollow, you know where I mean, below Melrose?
Yes, yeah.
That's where you had to go down around for the...
Before you could go...
Straight.
Stroke,
down
go
the...
Over.
Yeah.
So you had to go down in the hollow and back
up. And that slowed it down and so forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and back when they were building that, everybody was saying that will wash right on downstream. It's still there.
Yeah.
But what an improvement that was.
I didn't even know it. I guess so.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then one time we come up through, and they were building the what they call the Golden Pheasant down where the supermarket is now.
In Skaticook.
That was a kind of a hotel, nightclub kind of a thing. And a guy got the contract to haul the lumber up. And it was pretty long lumber, and he had a short wheelbase truck. And he had a three or four kids and his wife in the cab with him. And there used to be a wooden bridge where the railroad crossing is. And we come along, it just happened. And when he hit the bridge, the front wheels of the truck come up and it swung around and drove right off the side of the bridge down onto a moving train and killed the whole family. And be there and see no edge on the bridge. And you look down, see the lumber scattered all down. Very hesitant about bridges for quite a while. And it's funny because a fellow I met in college lived in Melrose at that time. His father worked for a bank that moved him up to Corinth later. But he was there, and I guess he was justice at the time, and he was involved in that accident, called up to it. And my cousin later, many years later, I was talking about it, and his best friend in school was one of the boys of that family. But he was in school, and the rest of them got killed, and his whole family was wiped out on that. And it was, and after they tore that bridge down and put in a steel bridge, which has been replaced since, they had trouble with the kids in Skaticook going down there, and the workers weren't there, and they had 1 foot wide timbers across there. The kids would ride their bicycles across those timbers.
Oh, 1 foot wide.
Yeah.
Oh. They're doubles, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you said earlier that you were pruning this morning before you came. Has pruning changed, or has that stayed the same? Are you pruning the same way that you used to?
Well, it's changed quite a bit, but we've got two self-propelled pruning towers, we call them. So you don't have to climb the trees, which is a big help, because when you climb the trees, you spring the branches down so you don't know just what their normal position is. And it slows you down, but when I started picking apples, we were picking with a 40-foot extension ladder to the top of the trees. And those were common apple tree roots. Mm-hmm. The dwarf trees now are on a different root than an apple tree root. That's why it dwarfs the tree. And those trees had grown to their full capacity and were not very vegetative, so it didn't take so much pruning at that time. Well, once in a while, a broken limb or a dead limb. But with these younger trees, they'll grow vegetatively and send out a lot of suckers. Mm-hmm. And so there's more pruning that way. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. When I first came home, we had trees that were 20 years old, never been pruned. And that was quite a challenge. Cortland trees were the worst ones. And we used to joke about it, that when do you know to quit? And we said that when you cut a branch off, if it fell to the ground, then it was good enough. Mm-hmm. But lots of times it was a hard work to get the branches out of the trees. They were so thick. Cortlands are especially a vegetative apple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And every variety is different in the way it grows and makes it. Mm-hmm. You have to prune accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Spies, they grow up. Cortlands grow down. And you have to change direction.
You gotta know what tree you're working on.
Yeah. You know a Cortland when you get to one.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Cortland is a McIntyre Ben Davis cross.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw a Ben Davis, so don't know, but that was an old standby apple that you could put in the cellar and it'd be still good by spring. And it made a firmer apple than the McIntyre itself, the Cortland, so it's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of the trees, I don't even know how long the trees, some of the original trees there. Or?
No, the last that my grandfather planted are gone.
Gone. Mm-hmm.
And the dwarf trees that we're planting aren't going to last as long.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is we're coming out with new varieties, and people are changing what they want. The only thing is too many people still like McIntosh, and they're a hard apple to grow. They're very susceptible to scab and other diseases.
Mm-hmm.
They don't color well and so forth, but some people, that's all they want is a McIntosh.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're changing varieties because they're coming out with new varieties. And a few years ago, they come out with a Liberty and a Redfree apples that were resistant to scab, so you didn't have to spray for scab. And so we were, people at that time were becoming sensitive about spray, so we set out some of them, and they didn't pan out. People don't care for them particularly. Mm-hmm. And the funny part of it is they're resistant to scab, but there's other funguses that they're susceptible to. Mm-hmm. So you don't save anything on the spraying. Mm-hmm. And we're taking some of them out in top working.
Well, in your opinion, what would be your apple? Like if you were going to say this is my favorite apple, what would it be?
Well, I like Spice very much for pies. Empires are a nice apple. They color well, and they're a cross between a Max and a Delicious. Mm-hmm. And they're a much nicer apple than a McIntosh, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Now, this last few years, the Honeycrisp become very popular. Mm-hmm. And we've worked over some of the Liberty trees and the Honeycrisp, and I guess we're going to do the rest of them this year. Mm-hmm. And Honeycrisp is in.
And those trees do better than the Liberty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's surprising. You take it and top work a tree over, you can get it in production in a short time. It grows rather fast and so forth. It's been very satisfactory. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tom and Michael, Tom's son, top work those. Well, Michael was in high school. And it was funny because Cornell extension specialist for apples come around and helped him on it. And he wanted to do a tree because he'd never actually done it. That was the only tree that didn't come.
That's the one he did.
Yeah. But it's a touchy job because you got to have the green member of the sign that you put in touch the green of the trunk that you're mm-hmm. grafting it into. If it don't touch, it won't grow. Mm-hmm. But if you get it to touch it, it will.
You
want to
join us, Phyllis?
Huh?
No?
Yeah.
I think you can drag the time.
Yeah.
Where are we at? We're only... Are you ready to go? Because we can stop and do it. We can finish it another time or add to it.
Yeah, I better go home and feed calves.
Okay. So we'll continue.